Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hey guys, welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. It's really hard to get you to understand the power and importance of what happens at the stoning of Stephen without a little bit of understanding of the Jewish mindset in relation to the writings of the Law and the Prophets. Daniel had written that the Ancient of Days, that the Son of Man would come and appear before the Ancient of Days, and he would be given a kingdom that would last forever. And I want to read that. Daniel chapter 7, verse 13. I was watching in the night visions. Behold, one like the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. He came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Then to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one, which shall not be destroyed. Stephen, being full of the Holy Spirit, verse 55 of Acts 7, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Stephen is not having some bleeding of the brain here. They have not yet stoned him. He is not being killed. Right now they're just gnashing at him with their teeth, which means they're cutting him down verbally. But he has a vision, and he sees, and the scripture specifically says in verse 55, he sees Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he says, "Look, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." This is the only reference outside of the Gospels to Jesus as the Son of Man. Paul never calls him this. Peter never calls him this. Stephen calls him this. And he is pulling it directly from the book of Daniel chapter 7. He's pulling it directly from a prophecy that the Son of Man would stand before the Ancient of Days and receive a kingdom that would last forever. Daniel is seeing that happening in the heavens. Jesus handed a kingdom that will last forever. Hebrews would refer to him as seated at the right hand of the Father. I like to think that in Acts 7, Jesus is standing up in defense of Stephen, or standing in front of the Ancient of Days, receiving the kingdom that lasts forever. And this is why I told you a few days ago, this is the end of Daniel's 70th week. This is that moment where the prophecy is fulfilled. And from here, we head into that last generation, the generation that shall not pass away until all the events of Matthew 24 is fulfilled. But Stephen calls it. And when he says, the Son of Man, listen to what they do in verse 57. They cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran at him with one accord, and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. So this so infuriates them that they kill him. He hasn't even done anything, but they kill him because, not just because of what he said to them about being stiff-necked and uncircumcised, he is just declared to have seen Jesus as Daniel's Son of Man, which means the kingdom belongs to Jesus. It doesn't belong to them, and it's not a physical kingdom that's going to overthrow Rome, which is what they expected. It's why they rejected Jesus, because he wasn't doing what they thought he should do. He wasn't the Messiah they thought he should be. And then, of course, the end of 58, the witnesses lay down their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul, and here we are introduced to the character that will change Christianity. Saul will become, of course, will become Paul. We'll close the 7th chapter tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.